Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's OMF on EEI.
Hello. 1-2-1-2.
With Lou Merlone.
Paul, I'm going down to General Store.
Christian Fourier.
I would like them to stop them. I would like them to kill them.
And Glenn Ordway.
EEI. Hi, Glenn.
What's up? How are you?
The Red Sox weekend was plagued by home runs and even more home runs.
Again, to quote Ned Martin, mercy.
Patriots minicamp continues, but has anybody seen Stephon Gilmore?
Well, there's a lot of players we haven't seen in OTAs.
Nick Fitzy Stevens is in for Lou. Now it's time for OMF.
Go get him, boys. Don't worry about the Bucks. Play the pucks. Here we go, boys.
On EEI.
Look who's in the house.
Oh!
Who's in the house?
It's about Fitzy to go off. OFF on your radio.
Is this a ritual? Is this a ritual you have every time you come in and fill in for a radio show that you take your shoes and your socks off with? Mm-hmm. Is that a ritual?
Yeah, that's how I make myself at home.
Is that what it is?
That's how he announces his arrival.
You know
I will say this. So Fitzy,
in my culture, Glenn, that's how we say hello.
And you need to cut your toenails, by the way. So Fitzy rolls in late, by the way, but it's okay. Yeah, sure. He has a good excuse because he was at Joanne Drusy's golf tournament. So he rolls in. You know, at any golf tournament, they give you like a party bag. Like you got a sandwich. You
Swag
got like,
bag.
Yeah, whatever. So sure enough, you pull out your...
what did he pull
you
out?
You pull out your turkey
did
sandwich.
Did he pull out, A, his meat,
yeah.
B, his
you
sandwich?
You did pull out your meat. Your meat sandwich.
It was a chicken roll.
Well, you pulled out your meat. It was a chicken meat sandwich. But at the same time, hold on. You
right.
also had your shoes and socks off.
What was
takes
it?
Them off in the office. The first thing he does, doesn't say hello, rips off his stinky, smelly, nasty ass socks.
Medical did you want to say something? I didn't know what was going on.
I wanted to see how it ended.
Right. I was sitting there going, he's taking off his socks and shoes. What
his
are we
pants?
Doing here, right?
What does he think? He's in the YMCA? God. What
guys.
Are we doing here?
You wonder why nobody speaks to you in this place.
Yeah, no wonder why no one in management acknowledges my existence in the hallway.
So who's the guy with the smelly... So hold on, wait. So the story ends.
Hey, guys, seven months to go. The victory lap is on, okay?
So as you proceed to kind of stank up the entire office, uh-huh. you whip out your meat sandwich.
Yes,
whipped
okay,
out from
lot.
Joe Andrews's
yep.
Golf tournament.
Yep.
And then I saw there looking at Glenn. I was like, wow, something smells.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know if it was the your nasty feet
was
or
feet.
The sandwich that you got from Joe Andrews's golf tournament.
It was the government cheese.
It was
grade
nasty.
Z meat golf tournament special.
It's true.
You know what I got to tell you? After not eating all morning and getting poured on, soaked for three straight hours. I got to tell you. Listen, oh,
you're
I know.
That's the
first
you're on that
problem.
Golf course.
Hey,
jeez,
Glenn, you know how difficult it is to leave after eight holes and not be able to have a damn free beer so I can come in here and fill in for Merlone on this clown show?
Remember the last time Christian and I were with you on a golf course. They didn't work
hammered.
Out so well.
Yeah. You know, actually, you know, it's one of our better shows.
It was.
So we'll
it
see
was.
If he can kind of replicate that,
that
one,
right?
So you didn't drink
radio,
it all day. You know? You've been drinking all weekend.
Before,
what are you talking about?
What do you mean I've been drinking all week? I've been drinking
you
most
were doing,
of the weekend.
You were doing Greg's thing with
I had a couple yesterday.
The bar pizza
right.
tour, right?
Dakota Happus and I swung by yesterday for the Greg Hill Foundation first annual South Shore Bar Pizza Crawl
this
finale.
This is the Greg Hill Show.
Yes,
way
it,
too
yes,
long
it
of
is.
A title.
It, way too long way of a title, long. Right? Can doesn't not, fit on any marquee or
no,
business card.
No. But I get it. They're trying to make it long on purpose.
Exactly.
Right? That's what it is.
Oh, look at so witty.
It's like you're, you know, Benjamin Button.
I swing by and I do the little Facebook Live yesterday with our buddy, friend of the station, a P1, Dakota Happus. And I figured out that I'm basically on the 2001 to 2003 Patriots All-Star Tour because I did a bar pizza video show with Wiggy. Then this morning I played golf for Joe Andruzzi. And now here I am doing FM radio with Fourier.
There you go. FM dials, yeah.
Oh, and I said, hello to Russ Hochstein for you.
You did.
Ah,
is
so
it
how about that?
Russ. Hochstein or Hochstein?
Isn't it Hochstein?
I don't know. I don't know.
I never figured that one out.
I coached with him for like 2 years. I just say, what's up, man?
Hey, you know who didn't figure it out?
That's the best way to do it, right, pal? How are you, pal?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know who else didn't figure it out? Brenston Buckner. That's who, because he blocked his ass off. You guys won. Spoiler alert.
we got a lot to get to today. A lot to unravel here.
Oh, there's the theme of the day.
Unravel.
We're taking it off.
We're going to get to Bill Belichick here shortly, because Bill's become a much more sensitive guy when it comes to meteorology, and I like that. I like the fact that he's softening up a little bit. You know, if there's weather issues, you know, we got to give people a break. Not like the hardcore days, the old days. But let's start with the Red Sox, because I think I'm seeing reality right in front of my face here, and it's a little scary.
In real time, huh?
Real time. Mm-hmm. They're giving 13 home runs in 18 innings. That's not so good, right?
No.
It's the worst in two games in the history of the Boston Red Sox. Never happened before. Never happened before. Two games back-to-back. So I look around Major League Baseball, and I see the Yankees pitching staff is having some difficulty. But everybody tells me, the analytical geeks are telling me, but their spin rate is down. So they're no longer using the gunk all over the ball. And so it makes sense that you're seeing a lot of these great pitchers in Major League Baseball who are suddenly not nearly as good as they were a week or two ago, because they're scared bleepless that the commissioner is going to come down and nail them for putting substance on the ball. Then I hear the analytical geeks out of Kenmore Square who are telling me, but that's not happening with our pitching staff. What? So your pitching staff has absolutely sucked since the Yankee series last week. I mean, they're just blowing up in the early innings and getting blown out. And thank God you were able to win one game over the weekend, Friday night against Toronto, mainly because their guy blew up late in the game. All right? Couldn't get the ball over the plate. But that is even more frightening if they're telling me that the spin rate is not down on the Boston starters, and yet they absolutely suck. That, to me, is more frightening. That tells me they really do suck. It's not artificially sucking. It's real suck.
So how did they get 40% through the season when three out of every five games start to capture the hearts and the imagination of fans who had basically written baseball off, or at least put baseball as a clear fourth in terms of the four major sports in town? How did they start off so hot and then all of a sudden hit the wall at 1,000 miles an hour? How did they hit the wall with the exit velocity of the home runs that were hit by Vlad Guerrero Jr. Friday night?
Oh, my God. Bomb.
I was there Saturday, Glenn. I told you before the show, somewhere between my stinky feet and the stinky meat, that home run he hit in the first inning off Pivetta was the hardest hit ball I have ever seen in my life. I saw Canseco hit the top of the light tower in 95 after Mo Vaughn had dropped a bomb, and it didn't even come close to the way that Vlad Guerrero hit it. And he hits another one yesterday when the Red Sox lose by 2 touchdowns.
Can you believe it?
I can. 7 times 2 = 14. That's how much they lost by yesterday. How do you hit the wall so fast with that exit velocity after you are the story of baseball for the first, let's say, third of the season?
Two reasons, maybe. They were not facing great offensive lineups. They have, when you talk about Houston and Toronto here, okay, that might be a factor. And you're going to face more of those teams along the way because you didn't face a tough schedule in the first couple months. Second of all, people are seeing him the second time, third time around.
Right.
As, you know, they tell you, like football, we know what you can do and what you can't do. And now we're going to play to your weakness. I think that's got to be it. Though Lou was telling us a few weeks ago when we first started talking about using the substance on the ball that, you know, Garrett Richards relies on what? He relies on spin rate. Pivetta, spin rate. But the spin rate, they're telling us, the spin rate people are telling us the numbers are not down.
I think if you want to go down that rabbit hole, you can go down that rabbit hole.
You can convince yourself
of anything. But I think the one thing I think we should really pay attention to is two things. One, the teams that they're playing against, at least the last two teams, with the Houston Astros and the Toronto Blue Jays, two of the best hitting teams in the American League. Let's just throw that out there for the second. Also, you could also equate it to just the fact is that they're having a bad day. They're just having a bad day.
Nah.
Can it just be that they woke up on the wrong side of the bed? Can it just be that, like,
every single
can it just
one
be
of
that
them?
There's no possible way that they would cheat, that they would use something because of just the overall cloud that is over the Red Sox head to begin with, and all the eyeballs that are, and all the people who are waiting for Alex Cora to screw up so they can say, I told you so.
Christian, wouldn't you feel better, though, if you heard that they were putting something on the balls and that the spin rate was down?
No, I don't think I would. I know this conversation. Can we just all
you
agree that we're going to be very childish today?
You start laughing when I said childish. Substance.
No, you're I started when he said meat.
You're listening to Double Entendre Radio here on WEEI.
He said meat sandwich. I was done. Okay, I was done. 2 minutes into the show.
What other kind of sandwich
from
is
past
there?
Experience? Well, I mean, what
guess,
are you talking about?
It's just peanut butter, and you could use a veggie sandwich. Okay, but we digress. Christian, if it were just a bad day, if it were two bad games within a week, you could say, okay, so-and-so overslept. So-and-so isn't feeling well. So-and-so just had a bad day. It looks like someone has a case of the Mondays. But we're talking about pitcher after pitcher after pitcher, serving up meatball after meatball
two
after meatball.
Two games in a row were pretty
batting
bad.
Practice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Batting practice caliber stuff. And like you said, Glenn, you're looking at the Houston Astros, who, whether they're trying to gain a competitive advantage or not, hit like the 2001 Oakland Athletics. We're talking beer league softball style.
Yep.
And then you've got the Toronto Blue Jays, who have the same kind of sticks in their lineup, and they've got all that youth,
sticks.
Speed, and prowess.
Sticks, do you know?
Okay, we got, fine. All right, inappropriate bingo has been completely checked off, and it's only 2:12 in the afternoon. The Toronto Blue Jays, that's like the future of baseball. Like, you've got every second-generation player on that team. They've got speed, they're well-managed, and they hit like sons of guns. So the Red Sox may have just reached their talent wall, and it's 60-some-odd games.
That may very well be. All right, we're going to get into it. 617-779-7937. We're going to hit all four of the sports teams today because there's news on all four, and we'll get to it. Fitzy is filling in today for Lou Maloney. All of that, plus we're giving away money.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is OMF on EEI.
Perez has been a guy that has given the Blue Jays trouble in the past, and he doesn't give up many home runs.
Perez ready for the 1-0. And there's a drive hit to left field deep, back by the wall, and it is gone, a home run. 3-0 Toronto in the first inning. The swing and a drive left field, way back. This one's long gone as well. And the pitch is swung at it high to center. This is crushed. Back goes Kike looking up. Goodbye. Curve is hit deep to left center. Way back, Kike looking up, and this ball is gone. Another three-run homer for Teoscar Hernandez. There's a drive to left field. Forget about this one. Yet another three-run Toronto home run, and it's 13-1. Bo Bichette hits one for the turnpike. There's a swing and a drive deep to left center, back by the wall, and this one's gone. Kevin Biggio And he drives this one deep toward right center by the bullpen. Long gone. That ties a Red Sox record. They've given up 7 home runs today. The right-hander delivers, and a ground ball weakly to the mound. Beasley has it, throws to first, ball game over. And again, to quote Ned Martin, mercy.
No cheap shots this weekend. Those were blast. All right? Blast. As they have one more game to play, right, tonight with Toronto. One more.
Yeah, they can tie the series.
It'll be a fun one.
You know what? Depending on how it goes, and Nate Eovaldi is pitching, okay, so your supposed ace, okay, depending on who you like more, that guy goes out there, he makes amends, and I think you kind of forget about the last 2 games. And you tie the series, and you go on your way.
Yeah,
this is the way baseball is. It's like you're all victims of the moment. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not saying that they're toast. What I'm saying is that...
But I think you are saying they're toast.
No, there's a specific reason out there why a lot of the pitchers are struggling. We're seeing Cole in New York. He is struggling. What happened? Okay, what happened to Chapman, one of the best closers in the game?
Ooh.
We're seeing the spin rate drop dramatically in the course of 1 week because they're scared. They're afraid that the commissioner is going to point them out. That's what's happening here.
Okay, what is that specific to the Red Sox, though, Glenn?
No, what I'm saying to Boston
baseball is...
That's baseball. What Boston is telling you, and the Red Sox are telling you, and the analytics are out there. Lou pointed them out last week. They're all out there. You can see the spin rate. The spin rate has not dropped with any of these pitchers. So if the spin rate had dropped, I would simply come in with the answer, I know what's going on with the Red Sox pitching staff. They were using the stuff, and now they're off the stuff.
Spider
they're not using
tech.
It. Right.
Yeah, it's the spider.
They're not using
spider
it.
Tech.
And that would be a clear explanation as to what's happening. This is Martin Perez when the game is over, when he's asked about this stuff.
Martin, because the league is cracking down on pitchers and substances, anytime a pitcher has a bad day, people automatically say, oh, maybe he was using something before. Is that fair, and does that bother you?
I'm not a cheater pitcher, man. I've been around for a long time, and I don't use that kind of stuff. I just go out there and compete with what I got that day. I don't put anything on my arm. I don't put anything on my glove. Whoever they does, their problem. But, it's not because we've been not doing good or we're not pitching good for the last 3 or 4 days. It's because... the sticky things. No, it's because we not located the pitcher where we want it. If we go back again and throw the pitch where we want, we're going to be fine. But that's not because we've been using the sticky things. No way.
Sticky things. Using the sticky things. And he's telling the truth, I think, because we're looking at all of the numbers. And with the Red Sox pitching staff, the spin rate is not dropping much. Maybe a little bit, but certainly not to the numbers we're seeing for the Gerrit Coles and Chapman and these other pitchers around Major League Baseball. So what does that tell us?
That's why I point to you when you first started talking was that okay, then based on your assumption that, they're not getting, just shelled all over the place because they're not using anything like they were before, is it's finally caught up to them. Like, their natural ability is caught up to them, and they're not really great pitchers.
That's what
that's my point. So you fear that in long term, yeah, listen, you're in some trouble because if these are the guys that you're relying on, Fitzy, to kind of, get you to those playoffs and try to, win a couple games, and you don't got it.
So maybe the Cinderella tale of these 2021 Red Sox, who we had hoped 85, 86 wins, just be relevant, just be competitive, just be entertaining, when they performed way above their pay grade and our expectations early on in the season, they did it long enough, Glenn, that we all started to believe.
Yeah.
Can we believe it? Well, we started to.
Yeah.
Now they actually may be regressing.
Can you believe it?
They may actually now be regressing more to the mean. They may be coming back to the pack of how we thought they would perform this season. Because, look, short of Chris Sale coming in and being 2015 Chris Sale on the White Sox, who on this line, who in this bullpen, who in this starting rotation can you say can keep this up all season? Is Nick Pivetta going to be able to only go 5 starts with 3 home runs allowed every time? No. I don't think he's going to give up 5 home runs every start like he did on Saturday. Nathan Eovaldi. Eovaldi is pitching way above where he had. There's an injury coming with him sometime soon. And yesterday, Martin Perez lights out his previous start yesterday. Absolutely sucked from
the sticky things.
Southboro to Scituate with all the sticky things.
Well, the guy I thought would be a lot better is the guy who has underachieved this year, and that's Erod.
Right.
I thought he would be much better.
He started out well.
I think he's the top of the rotation guy.
Should
and
be.
I don't know if it was last year not pitching, and suddenly maybe he's a little tired, maybe he's a little worn out. I have no idea. But I just look at this whole rotation, and you're right. They Garrett Richards had the first couple starts, and we're sitting there going, oh, my God, he's horrendous. Get him out of here. And then suddenly he figured it out. Remember, they got him a jacket, and he figured it out.
Got his winter coat.
Yeah, he got it, and he figured it out, and he looked pretty good. And Pivetta has been maybe the most consistent guy. And then Perez went for like 7 or 8 outings, in which he was damn good. You're right. Maybe we expected too much, and maybe they are really coming back to the pack now where their talent really lies.
See, I think that's more of the story than actually using some sort of illegal substance. Because I don't think they would use anything illegal, even like borderline illegal, like even like a gray area, just because of the message that it sends and how it would relate to Cora.
A, it's not cheating if you don't get caught, and B, if everyone's doing it. I mean, well, Christian, I mean, if everyone is doing it, are the Red Sox not going
to
do it?
Tell that to Major League Baseball. If Major League Baseball wants to go ahead and suddenly police something that nobody was policing or bitching or complaining about for years, suddenly it's an issue, and suddenly everybody wants to kind of have a problem with
so
it.
So is speeding illegal? Is public intoxication illegal? Everyone else is having a couple extras at the bar. Does that make it wrong?
What speed are we talking about? 75, 80, or 100?
Well, or like last April on the Mass Pike when you could treat it like the Autobahn and do 110 in the stadiums. We're like, we're not getting COVID. Hard pass.
See,
bro.
Christian, I think.
Bumper stickers with I don't wear a mask.
I'm not accusing them.
Trump Pence 2020. Yeah. Keep going, please.
I'm not accusing them of using anything. Matter of fact, I think just the opposite. I think we already know. There are numbers
Wish
out there.
Wish they would use
the
something?
I'm not a cheater preacher, man.
The spin rate is obvious right now. That number is out there for every one of these pitchers. And it's interesting. They're all going from, you know, lights out to being lit up when the spin rate goes down. It's pretty obvious what guys are doing it. I'm not accusing the Red Sox of doing it. I'm saying just the opposite.
Well,
they're not doing it, and during the same period of time when you're seeing a lot of the great pitchers in the game, production is just dropping. Theirs is dropping.
Glenn, breaking news. Marwin Gonzalez busted for using spider tech. Too much sticky stuff. Too much sticky things.
43 mile per hour.
The best pitcher on your team is the guy who only needs to play catcher to have played every single position in Major League Baseball. The guy threw an Ephus pitch for 43 miles an hour and then painted the corner.
Jacked it.
90 yesterday. I mean, what are we talking about? Here's the thing. If the Red Sox are going to expect to go on a magic carpet ride and somehow be a combination of the 2004 Idiots and the 2013 Boston Strongs with some rookie gems along the way. How many different Ryan Webbers and Nick Pivettas and Garrett Whitlocks can you expect to ride the backs of until you get real, honest to God, Major League pitching?
Boy, talk about the sacrificial lamb out there. Jeez. That is embarrassing.
No, go back out. Go back out.
How many times?
Go back out.
Throw the damn towel.
I tell you what, that earn run average his lifetime earn run average is forever destroyed because of that one appearance.
Because it was just his turn.
It was just his turn. Alex Webber's going to die.
If he dies.
What's going on?
He dies.
Let me go to Steve in a truck. Steve, go ahead. Wants to talk about Perry Reyes.
That's Steve. I'm not trying to knock anybody, but it makes me laugh because nobody listens. I mean, not you, Glenn. You're telling me they don't do it, but Fitzy, and then this morning on the morning show and on the afternoon, the other show. The guy just told you what he thinks is wrong. If you didn't believe him, if you think he's telling the truth, and he's right, because I played baseball, not the major league level, but you watch a lot of baseball and you play baseball. If you're not locating your pitches, you can be a half inch off in the zone. Good hitters are going to kick your ass. It's that simple. If you're not locating your pitch, they talk about it all the time. Location is the key. If you're a half inch off in that strike zone, good guys are going to take you deep, and that's it. Now, this guy probably told me the truth. He doesn't use the sticky stuff. But everybody's getting the same look. Oh, they're doing this, they're doing that. Look, they used to show spitballs in the 60s, for God's sake.
This is different. This is a lot different.
I know it's different, but it's so stupid.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, people not listening. I think it's pretty obvious. There are numbers out there. The analytical geeks will throw the numbers at you. There are numbers out there that you can clearly tell if a pitcher is using it or not using it based on the spin rate. And whether this is a drop in the spin rate. I'm believing Perez. I'm believing the Red Sox because they're at least the people that are throwing the numbers out there are telling us that the spin rate does not drop much
the
with the Red Sox.
Sticky
things.
Hey, is it okay to just play the part of get off my lawn and say for the record that I can't handle any more of the contemporary baseball catchphrases and the term du jour. Like, exit velocity has been a big thing, and now we're on to spin rate, Glenn. I don't want to say that I want to go back to baseball where we knew so much less about the game and we didn't know what VORP and WAR and everything. Thank you very much for my music. And I'll have two fingers of Canadian club. Thanks. So this drives me nuts. Just go out there, throw the ball where he can't hit it, or throw it faster than he can hit it. And if you can actually hit it, run faster than they can get the ball to the base. I don't care about all these newfangled analytics and everything. It's so no wonder why people get so frustrated with baseball.
I think it hurts the game. I agree with you. I think it hurts the game.
So does one strikeout for every four.
It becomes too complicated for the fans watching it. I think the people that are right about it absolutely love it and adore it, especially this new group of, you know, MLB people that just love it. Mm. And they adore it because they can grasp onto numbers and things like that. Where's Stephon Gilmore? Anybody have any idea? Apparently not in Foxborough today. We break that down for you coming up next right here on OMF.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Find us on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
Okay. Well, we're headed into our final phase of the offseason program. We'll finish up with rookies. Like, they'll continue after this week. But as far as formal team activities, this is the final week here. Had a little weather here. We're working through some travel arrangements, so we'll see what the full level of participation is here today and for this week. But that's really we'll have a pretty full roster.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. Are we really going there?
Who is that?
Who is that guy?
That guy does an awesome Belichick.
This is a kinder and gentler Bill Belichick. Who has finally understood that meteorology affects your life. Okay? It affects your life. And damn it, have a little bit of breathing room for people when they're dealing with weather.
I cannot believe that this is the same dude who used to kill all of us. Especially during the bye week.
I don't buy it.
Now, don't call me the day of and say that your flight got canceled because of a thunderstorm. Don't call me and tell me that there was snow in Albuquerque.
Don't blame it on me, Chris.
This guy, you throwing the weather out there? Man, I wish I was playing again.
Do you buy any of this?
I just buy any of this? Is this the same Bill Belichick that in 2009, when he, quote, couldn't get the players to listen to him or respond to his coaching, sent home Adalys Thomas and Randy Moss from practice? Practice? Because they got there at 8:02 in a snowstorm?
Yeah.
The Jetsons, I can't jump up and just fly.
And that was Adalys Thomas. Listen, the snow. Listen, what do you want me to do? Like, I can't fly here. There's 10 feet of snow. And I've never dealt with it before.
So let me try to help you out a little bit with this one, okay? Because there's no Stephon Gilmore in camp today. These are mandatory workouts. He is the most important guy on the defensive side of the ball. As good as they've upgraded defensively, would you not say he's the most important guy on the defensive side of the ball?
Power rankings, I'd say top three.
No particular order. Okay. I'll give you that.
Top three.
Mike Garofalo today. Patriots cornerback Stephon Gilmore will sit out the team's mini camp, source says. Now, is there a long? I don't know where he is right now. Where he is, but is there like a long term forecast where the weather is going to be bad for like 7 days or 8 days? Is that the reason? Here?
Is it really hard to go from Attleboro to Foxborough that badly on a rainy Monday, Glenn?
Mike Giardi, my understanding of the Gilmore situation, one I've reported on since February, is there needs to be an adjustment to the contract. Minus that, the plan was for the cornerback to stay away.
You don't say.
I don't. There's the get this one ready for me, Ryan. The audio of Curran talking about Gilmore and the weather, you know, preventing players from missing mandatory. That's the mandatory portion.
Hey,
go ahead,
Bill. Just following on the question about Steph and the attendance. What do you mean there was some weather?
Stop! Thank you, Tom Curran.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tommy Curran. Okay, so everyone's just gonna let it go. Whoa. Hello?
What do you mean there was some weather?
I need you to explain. Hey, Bill, what do you mean the weather?
Christian's weather here.
Let it go.
Hey, Bill, just following on the question about Steph and the attendance. What do you mean there was some weather? Did weather prevent people from coming to this? And given that it's mandatory, are these going to be excused by the team?
Yeah, well, just the travel arrangements over the weekend. So not sure exactly, you know, how all that worked out. We were close on a couple guys this morning, but we'll catch up on that after we get done here and see where we're at.
All right. So it's not a big deal. I mean, so you understand how the operation works. We don't see people out there at mandatory minicamp. Are you saying let's not go over the barricades here? It's not that big a deal, in other words?
No, I'm saying today's the first day. They just got in here a little while ago. I'm not sure if everybody is here. We didn't take attendance at the meeting, but we'll find out, who's here and who isn't soon enough.
All right. Thank you.
Tom, there's still
includes the players that were here last week and the players that weren't here last week and everything else.
Tom, it's bad. They're still looking for Dorothy and Toto. I mean, it's bad out there. It's bad.
Fitzy, would you like to defend your hero?
Which one? Bill Belichick?
Yes. I want you to go first.
Okay. Here's my defense.
Okay.
That's 1 foot out the door.
That sounds Gilmore or Bill.
That sounds like Bill Belichick is either.
He's not even trying, huh?
If what we've heard before is that Matt Patricia's heavy involvement could indicate that maybe Matt Patricia could be matriculating his way up the field and into the front office or maybe back to the sidelines in a different capacity, I don't know. But in the 20-some-odd years that I and many other hoodie-footy Patriots pajama fans have been praying at the altar of the cutoff sleeve and hooded one, have never ever heard him be so excuse-filled as to say, like, we had some weather, there were some travel arrangements, and we didn't take attendance. Are you kidding? Who was that?
I want to hear it again because usually I would say he's pretty good at this.
Mm-hmm.
He's good at this. This was mumbled, bumbled, stumbled. It made no sense whatsoever. To me, it's like I'm hiding something.
What do you mean there was some weather? Did weather prevent people from coming to this? And given that it's mandatory, are these going to be excused by the team?
Yeah, well, just the travel arrangements over the weekend. So not sure exactly, how all that worked out. We were close on a couple guys this morning, but we'll catch up on that after we get done here and see where we're at.
That's it.
He sounds like Sirianni.
I think it's a simple answer.
It's not that big a deal.
So I'll do the defense
clip
here.
That
since
for
you,
our
since you did a really poor job of it.
Okay, I just offered. It was one.
The Bill was very disappointed in you, and I just got a text. Very disappointed in you.
I apologize.
I would say this is all about Gilmore. He can't throw Gilmore under the bus. He needs Gilmore. They've got to work out an arrangement with Gilmore. That's what this is all about. First of all, he's got a $16 million cap hit this year. Patriots are probably not happy with that. He's only getting $7.5 million, actually 10 if you add all of the other incentives that are added into it. And Gilmore's not happy with that. And I think we've gotten beyond the period now where they're thinking about trading Gilmore. They're looking at their defense, Christian. They know they're going to be challenged offensively. They're looking at the defense and saying, we could be a top five defense. We can be a shutdown defense and give our team a chance to win every single week. We can't do it without Gilmore. If we suddenly move Jackson as the number one quarterback and then everything drops down in the depth chart, that's not the same defense. They've got to work a deal with Gilmore, so they're trying to give him the out so that they don't.
Okay,
not
so they
only
don't
do
want to embarrass him.
They don't want to embarrass
him. They don't want a public fight.
Exactly.
They don't want him selling his home. They don't want him tweeting any stupid things.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't want to buy
him
a new home.
Nobody
bought it. Overpriced.
Really?
Overpriced. Yeah. Let me tell you.
What about the kitchen, though? You said the kitchen was
great kitchen, but everything else sucked. In Gronk's neighborhood, too, by the way. Anyways, so, yeah, no, that's got to be what it is. I am just going, and I'm not ready, if I'm Bill, like, I'm not ready to get into a public contract discussion debate with anybody. I've seen what's gone on with, you know, the Packers and, you know, Houston and all these other teams and all these other players, Seattle, mm-hmm. teams that are run by smart, you know, guys with committed players. So I don't want to get into this mess. So I'm just going to avoid it altogether, because the reality is there's more than just, and I think he's protected because there's more than just one person missing. So Winovich, I don't think Winovich was there.
No, he was not.
Not
no.
Like we're going to put them in the same category.
No.
So that's probably weather-related. But even if it is weather-related.
How's it weather-related? He hangs out. He spends his weekends in Portsmouth.
I agree. I'm just trying to. I think it's more as what Glenn said. It is thanks. Hey, great question, by the way, Tom. Great question. That's the only thing that was missing.
That's obvious.
A great compliment. Hey. Awesome observation.
Next question.
Can you imagine in your day if Bill decided he wasn't taking attendance every day? I'm not taking attendance.
Are you kidding? But you know exactly. First of all, they've never taken attendance. Never be like, Fitzy, here, he's here.
Aria.
Glenn, Ordway.
But you know when somebody's not there.
Bueller.
Of course.
At about 1:30 today, 1:35, you looked at me and you said, where's Fitzy?
That was attendance.
Like,
that
late.
Was a passive way of taking attendance.
Where's Fitzy?
Honestly, Glenn, I was coming from hanging.
My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid is going with the girl who saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night.
Some weather-related issues coming in from Hingham today after the Drewsy thing, Glenn. Yeah.
They're lucky it's raining right now. What if it wasn't raining? I don't know what the weather
No. I think he was referring to weather in different parts of the
country.
That's
my point. Where's the Gulf Stream? Was it the Gulf Stream? Where's it flowing? Where's El Nino
But he could
right
easily
now?
Lie about that. It doesn't have to be weather here. Guy's coming in from Atlanta. Maybe it's raining in Atlanta today.
I think someone actually that works on this show literally flew in for the show this morning.
I flew in from Indianapolis, Indiana, a 2-hour, 15-minute flight this morning, and I'm here to go.
Wow.
Weather issues?
No weather issues.
Well, but hold on. Very few people leave Indiana. Those people stay there for life. So they're trying to get any flight they can out of Indiana.
Can I just add this?
Methods.
First of all, good job, but risky. Risky time.
Ooh. Yeah, with just the travel arrangements over the weekend.
So I was
all in this together.
They let you bring all the corn and whole milk. Like, did you carry it on or did you check that?
Just the Jack Daniels in the carry-on.
Had a rough
weekend. Do they play this song wherever you go?
It's mainly John Mellencamp. It's a big Indiana guy, John Mellencamp. So,
Why are you're looking at me like I should know all about John Mellencamp?
Should know about John Mellencamp.
Do you know who John Mellencamp is?
His daughter's on Real Housewives of.
Oh my God, Poirier. Who is this? Who are you, Andy Hart? You don't know popular musicians?
Of course I do.
John Mellencamp.
Cougar. Jack and Diane, come on.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Very good. Teasing. Very good.
Okay,
takes the biggest stead he can find.
Of course, I know about the guy. Yeah. I don't know
little
his whole
ditty.
Catalog.
What's a little ditty?
A little something.
Oh, all right.
Okay, hold on. Okay. I will say this. The biggest, the most fear I've ever had in my life, in my playing career, relating to football, is that fear that I was going to be late, miss my flight, there was going to be some sort of weather-related issue, there was going to be a part on the plane that had nothing to do with me. I could do everything perfect, but something would happen. So because of that, I always flew the day before.
Not anymore. Just in case.
Sorry.
Hold on. Listen, saying sorry to Bill.
Sorry.
Bill, sorry.
Edited.
You were sorry on a Monday when you're doing an interview with him. The man throws such fear of God into you.
No. How there can is it, like, first of all.
We didn't take attendance.
Hold on.
It's all changed.
Let's not get into fear and loathing right now. No.
The players have some power now.
No, they don't have any power. Does Chase Winovich have power?
No, it's all about Gilmore. I'll guarantee you that Chase Winovich probably will get penalized. He'll probably pay a fine for it. And Gilmore's going to get nothing for this.
Akubuku, which is God willing.
Yeah, but
and so I want to bring this up. This is Mike Girardi. He was asking him about the fact that there is no Stephon Gilmore.
Morning, Bill. You mentioned being happy to see some new faces. Is Stephon Gilmore one of those faces today?
Yeah, like I said, we're kind of scrambling to get things going this morning. So I didn't really get a chance to see everybody myself. So we'll see where we're at.
Well, who buys this? In general, you know, obviously we haven't seen him during the voluntary portion of the OTAs. Just how important is he to your back end and what he brings to the team?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of players we haven't seen in OTAs. And, you know, it's all the players are important and, you know, like to have all of them.
Thanks, Bill.
I mean, even Mike is sitting there probably giggling when he said, how important is Gilmore?
No, but you're missing
pretty
it.
Important.
How? Yeah,
well, there's a lot of players we haven't seen in OTAs.
Yeah, pretty Fitzy, important.
When in the world would Bill Belichick be not prepared and have to scramble?
When would he be this vague?
When would he have to be?
Yeah, like
when
I said, we're kind of scrambling to get things done
this Josh,
morning.
Oh, so. Josh, we weren't ready for who's hey, Bears. Oh, God. Who's found my pencil? No, he's, no. Like he's not. This has been on the books forever.
Steve? Brian?
This is what happens when Ernie Adams leaves.
Where are the other Belichicks?
When Ernie Adams leaves.
When you need a pencil, Matt Patricia always has one in his ear.
He literally, like, Ernie Adams is leaving. He has brought Matt Patricia in to help negotiate the contracts, manage the salary cap, control all these details. He has seven of his children working on the coaching staff. Ones we, Harpo, Zeppo, Belichick, ones we've never heard of before.
It's there's the Ball
umpteen,
family.
There's umpteen, exactly. They have three Kardashians, two Balls. You have everything is under control. A meat sandwich, stinky feet.
And Tristan Thompson.
And Tristan Thompson, exactly. You have so many people there in charge of this. Bill Belichick has never come out before and sounded so unprepared. He's like the Alfred Hitchcock of NFL coaching. So prepared to such a detail that the game is actually the boring part because it's all been scripted. Everything has been accounted for heading into preparation. So for him to come out, stammer, yammer, and excuse his way through a press conference.
Scrambling.
So three guys are not there today, but it all is about Gilmore. He can't embarrass Gilmore.
Right.
That's what this is about. He needs him. He knows it. He probably also recognizes the fact that even though they moved money from last year to this year for him, he's still collecting $7.5 million. And he knows that Gilmore, to him, it's unacceptable, even though he's coming back from an injury.
But I thought it was always about, like, never putting one player above the team. So at this point now, he's so concerned about making sure that he doesn't hurt Gilmore's feelings or allays his concerns over getting the contract bump, that they're secretly in negotiations right now, but he's going to weather meteorologically excuse him?
Weather the storm?
Fitzy, just a little bit of Fitzy, a little bit of reality. You might have believed all of that, but trust me, when it came to a situation with Tom Brady or Christian Fourier, Bill Belichick was going to make sure that Brady was the one that was taken care of. Now, publicly, he might have said, we treat them all the same. We treat them all the same. He might publicly say that, but do you really believe privately behind closed doors that this good-looking fellow over here was getting priority over a better good-looking fellow who played quarterback?
I would like to live in my own reality,
yeah.
And I don't need any help from you to break the bubble that I am constantly living in.
So privately, right now, he's sitting there going, I got to protect Gilmore. We need him. They're not going to trade him away.
That's pretty bad, then.
Right.
That's pretty pathetic.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's really bad. Now,
I think it's reality. No?
Now, Winovich supposedly, Mike Reese had in his weekend notes that Winovich could be a bit of a bubble guy at this point.
Did.
Now,
you
that
did
he now that only in, heading into
Uche's,
his third year,
Uche they love now. Suddenly he's the guy. That's suddenly
Winovich is
he's
the guy.
Yeah. Well, come on into the Belichick ice cream
guy,
shop.
Now.
You definitely
everybody
the
down there
the
loves him. Oh my God!
Oh, look at
he's awesome.
His pass rush win rate.
He's so quick,
dude. Have you seen how hot Uche runs?
All right, we got to take a break. We're going to get to your phone calls and your reaction. What do they do with Gilmore? They kind of signed him, right? They can't let him go. We'll get to it coming up next with you at 617-779-7937.
We're scrambling to get to this break.
This hour brought to you by Bill DeLuca, Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Auto Parts.